The heart of compassion, expanding the field of empathy. A storytelling meditation through the metaphor of a forest healing after a storm. The forest had been quiet for days, not with peace, but with the kind of silence that follows a storm. The trees stood still, their leaves heavy with memory, branches broken, nests fallen. The earth smelled of rain and something older, a scent of beginning again. You walk into this forest slowly, each step soft on the damp ground. The air is cool, and though the storm has passed, its whispers still linger. Somewhere, water drips rhythmically from a leaf. Somewhere else, a bird tastes its own voice again. You can feel the forest breathing, though its breath is tender. You pause by an old tree, its trunk split by lightning. At first glance, it looks wounded. But when you begin to notice something miraculous, from the scar, new shoots have already begun to grow. Tiny, green, alive, life refusing to forget itself. You kneel beside it, your hand rests on its bark. Rough, wet, pulsing with quiet resilience. You feel it, that silent language of empathy that connects all living things. The forest doesn't reject what was broken. It doesn't hurry to heal. It just keeps being alive, open, forgiving. You breathe in deeply, letting that understanding settle inside your chest. This is compassion, not pity, not softness, but deep seeing. It is the heart's way of saying, I understand. I have been there too. For a long while, you just listen. The wind hums through the canopy above. The forest begins to sound like an orchestra, tuning itself back to harmony. Every sound, a note of recovery. Every rustle, a gesture of return. You remember the storms of your own life, moments when everything familiar broke open. When your own heart felt split like that tree, hurt, exposed, yet strangely still alive. And just like the forest, you too kept breathing, even through the ache, even through the dark. Take a slow breath in. Feel your chest expand like a forest canopy, opening to sunlight again. Exhale slowly. Let the tension melt like morning mist. Somewhere within you, compassion stirs. Not only for others, but for your own self. For the versions of you that tried their best. For the one who stayed gentle when it was easier to harden. For the one who forgave even when no one said sorry. For the one who kept showing up to life again and again, like green shoots after lightning. You notice a fallen branch nearby. Small mushrooms have begun to bloom from it. tiny, white, luminescent in the dim light. The forest wastes nothing. Even decay becomes nourishment. Even endings feed beginnings. You realize compassion works the same way. The pain you have known doesn't disappear. It transforms. It becomes understanding. It becomes the reason you can hold another's hand and say, "I know." You look around. The forest is slowly alive again. A squirrel scurries up a branch. Birdsong returns in ripples. Sunlight filters through the leaves like forgiveness itself. You smile. Because you understand now, compassion isn't about fixing pain. It's about being present with it. It's about saying you belong, even with your cracks. The forest doesn't reject its scars. It wears them as proof of love. Love that survived the storm. You sit down under the same tree. Its shadow falls softly across your shoulders, as if it too wants to comfort you. You close your eyes. With each inhale, imagine the forest breathing with you. With each exhale, imagine sending that breath outward to the people you love, to those you don't understand, to those who have hurt you, and to those you may have hurt. Each breath becomes a wave of compassion, rippling outward, quiet but powerful. No one will see it, but the world will feel it, like roots sharing water beneath the ground. You whisper softly to yourself, "May I be kind? May I understand? May I see others as part of the same living forest?" And in return, you hear the wind reply, "May you also receive the kindness you give." You open your ears. You open your eyes. Everything seems clearer now, sharper yet softer. The greens deeper. The light gentler. It's as if the world itself has exhaled. You understand now that compassion isn't a feeling. It's a field, a space that grows each time you choose gentleness over judgment. Each time you listen instead of defend. Each time you choose to love even when it's hard. You rise to your feet. Before leaving, you touch the bark once more. The wound now cradles the new life. You whisper a silent thank you to the forest, to your own heart, to every storm that has ever taught you to bloom again. As you step out of the forest, sunlight greets you like a friend. And in that moment, you know, compassion is not something to learn. It's something to remember. It's the most natural thing about being human. Because love, like the forest, always finds its way back to life.